Man, that is like one of the best diss tracks that it came out in a while, man. Like,
It didn't get any credit though. I don't think it got the credit it deserves though.
it didn't. It really didn't. Like, when people talk about like recent diss tracks, like that one is never mentioned. Like, that diss track was fucking crazy. Like, that should be looking
because
back.
It goes talk, into another beat. Like, he starts off like,
yes, dude. Remember, like,
what is that? He was rap niggas ain't loyal.
He was going in on Jeezy. Yeah. And he said his name and everything. Like, dog, you have to, that has to be talked about in recent diss tracks.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, you know what? I give you another one. This is a mixtape too, Rod and Ken. A project that I enjoy a lot. Black Dollar by Rick Ross. Remember I told you?
Yeah, I was bumping that heavy.
Remember we was in Detroit. Remember we was in Detroit. I was like, dog, this Black Dollar is like the first Rick Ross project that I thoroughly enjoy since Teflon Don. Like,
that might even crack my top 10, honestly, man, based on what I've listened to.
Man, if we would have reviewed Black Dollar, I definitely got positive review from me because I like that mixtape. I was actually surprised. If you want to see a surprise of the year for me, that Rick Ross Black Dollar was definitely a surprise of the year for me. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect to hear what he was talking about. Like, the beats, of course, was, I mean, Rick Ross always find top notch beats, but like,
he said he dissed them on Color Money. Okay, I'll check it out.
Here it is. It says, "My little homie made $1 million on his girl tour. We back to back and down to whack a nigga unborn. Miami niggas got them changing all the gun laws. So Run 4's got some shooters and they dying too. I got more money than that pussy, that you're signed to."
Can you play it real quick? Play it?
That's not an ooh diss track, right? That's not ooh ish.
I just want to see how.
It's no, it's not. I was actually kind of joking, but he did do it though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we haven't had no diss. Like, when you heard real, you was like, your mouth was like this, like ooh, like. This, like, it hasn't been no diss like that, man. Like, in recent,
that's cool though. That's dope though, man. He sent the shot though.
Yeah, no, I think, take up for your guy.
Because I think he was getting criticized for that because he was just kind of sitting back. You know what I'm saying? You can't just sit back. I know you have a relationship with him and everything, but you can't just sit back and not say nothing. You know, that's the same thing that happened with 50 and Game, because Game wasn't like clapping at, Ja Rule
and Fat Joe and Nas and them.
Well, you in the camp, man. That's the thing. You gotta stick by the camp, man. Like, for real. So I commend them on that, definitely though.